Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for you that we think might be a very curious story. If you like to solve mysteries, this book might be for you. Today's story is called Peace Out. This story was written by Alex William, and it's read today by Mommy and
Philip.
Philip. Really? You're with me today?
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Here we go. It was my favorite night of the week. Friday family game night. The competition was fierce. But then the unthinkable happened. I was left out of the box. Dun, 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 says the little red token. He's fallen out of the box. I was sure that someone would notice the mistake, so instead of panicking, I patiently waited and waited and waited some more. In the morning, I awoke to a terrifying sound and found myself being chased by a very loud, very hungry robot that was gobbling up everything in its path. I narrowly escaped into a nearby cave. What was the robot?
Vacuum.
Where is the cave?
A crack in the couch.
Yeah, he's crawling under the couch. Is that the place where things go to never be found again? To my surprise, I was greeted by several old friends whom I hadn't seen in quite some time. Under the couch, we can see all kinds of stuff. A Cheeto? Right? A chess piece or two, maybe other game pieces, right? And a tennis ball and a quarter and some lint and an old...
Wait, lint? Where?
Lint is the fluffy stuff that collects out of dust. Mm-hmm. They warned me of the dangers that exist outside the box and encouraged me to stay with them under the protection of the SOF. A. Safety offered for all. Or sofa. They're under the sofa, aren't they? Yeah. I thanked them for the kind offer, but I was determined to find my way home. I had to get back to my best friend, Yellow, and I definitely didn't want to miss the next game night. Also, that place was filthy. Having rested up, I began my long journey. I made my way over the smelly hillsides, past what appeared to be the ruins of an ancient civilization. Those are Lego blocks, right?
And just those are shoes. Excuse me.
Yeah, but the smelly hillsides are a pair of shoes. Ugh. And across murals filled with strange magical creatures.
Dinosaur, yeah. Unicorn, tree.
Yeah, somebody had to draw them, yeah. Things got sticky at times, but I managed to pull through.
Why would someone leave gum on the floor for him to touch?
Yeah, that's very gross.
The vacuum must have vacuumed all out.
Yeah, maybe it's not gum. Maybe it was like spilled like juice or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. One day I found myself face to face with my most dangerous challenge yet, Lady Flufferton. I tried not to wake the ferocious beast from its slumber.
Puppy dog.
I was not successful.
Puppy dog.
Mm-hmm. The dog. So after the Flufferton fiasco, I decided it might be safer to head to higher ground. So I scaled the transparent cliffside. What is the transparent cliffside? Can you guess?
A door.
A window or a door, yeah. And made my way through the hanging forests.
Hanging?
Yeah, some ferns. They had house plants. I learned two things while crossing the rectangular sea. The first is that I can't swim. The second is that I can breathe underwater. Well, it is a piece of a game, right? Like the red token on the... So maybe it doesn't have to breathe. Finally, my efforts had paid off. The game box, my game box, was in sight. It's at the very top of their game shelf, though, isn't it? How's he going to get up there? But suddenly I was discovered. And before I knew it, I found myself in a place I had only heard about in stories. The junk drawer. Oh my goodness. You know, it's a place that a lot of people have, right? And they just put stuff in that drawer. Various stuffs, right? In this picture, we can see it's got some paper clips and this pair of scissors and...
I love paper clips.
They're fun. A playing card, some bubble gum, a hair tie, just some random stuff. It felt like this could be game over for me. But surviving in the wild isn't a game, and quitting isn't an option. So I came up with a new plan, gathered supplies, and began my escape. My time outside the box had changed me. I was stronger, quicker, smarter. This time I approached with caution, careful to avoid being detected. And he's made a rope, hasn't he, out of whatever bits and pieces he found in the junk drawer and the paper clips, right? Mm-hmm. At long last, I was back home and just in time for my favorite night of the week. Friday family game night. Although he does still have like some gunk on him, doesn't he? And that's the story of how I survived in the wild. Sure, it was dicey at times, but I never gave up hope, and I couldn't wait to tell my best friend all about my epic adventure. Speaking of which, has anyone seen Yellow?
Oh my gosh.
Dun, dun, dun. In the picture, my friends, we
Yellow's
can see...
Yellow's going through the same thing that happened to what happened to
Yellow. Yellow fell out of the box. Oh, no. Hold on, Yellow. I'm on my way, he says, as he stands there bravely holding his rope and paperclip.
Ta-da!
Coming to the rescue. And that, my friends, is...
And hope you can join us for another story about.
About what? We don't know what about. We hope you join us. Uh-huh. The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.